If we put as much effort into making our businesses distinctive as we do in the price, people say, well, you know, they're loyal to me because I've got the cheapest price. Well, then they're not loyal to you. They're loyal to the price. It's a critically important aspect of getting out of that cyclical nature.
Top leaders, meaningful conversation, actionable advice, bulldoze complacency, ignite inspiration, create impact. Produced by Southwestern Family of Companies. This is the Action Catalyst.
Are you interested in advertising with the Action Catalyst? Our listeners could be hearing about your brand right here, right now. For details, shoot us an email at info@theactioncatalyst.com.
Scott McCain is the country's leading expert on creating business and professional distinction. So what Scott really does is he helps create more compelling connections between you and your customers, helps you stand out and move up in every phase of business. Best-selling author, and he has a great book called Create Distinction, What to Do When Great Isn't Good Enough to Grow Your Business. So he's here to talk to us today about creating distinction. Scott McCain, thank you for being here, brother.
Thank you so much for having me with you this morning. I really appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Can you talk to us, like, why did you kind of build this career around that word? And why do you think that distinction is so important in business today?
Right. Great question. Yeah. You know, I heard so much about differentiation. You know, we need to establish differentiation between us and our competition. Or what do we do to differentiate ourselves from other people on the job so that we get the promotion? And it occurred to me, you know, if I slap every customer in the face, I'm different. That doesn't mean it's going to grow my business, right? And so there had to be something else. And as I looked at other industries, you know, for example, you walk into a Best Buy store to buy a laptop computer. Sony is differentiated. Samsung, Dell are differentiated from the great masses like Acer and Asus and Gateway and Fujitsu. But Apple is truly distinctive. Mm-hmm. And so what does it take not just to be different from your competitor, but to be so distinctive that you attract people to do business with you? And that's true whether you're an individual salesperson out there, or, you know, making calls and knocking on doors, or whether you're the CEO of a small, mid, or large-sized business. We all have to find ways to answer this critical question, and that is, how can my customers tell the difference between us and the competition?
So what's the real difference between being distinct and not just different?
Well, there's a couple of ways. In the book, I talk about the four cornerstones of distinction as we examine distinctive organizations and distinctive professionals. It was interesting that not only did they have these four qualities, but they tended to do the four in a specific order and in a similar order to one another. But to answer that specific question about how can you tell, I think it's the difference between pursuit and attraction. A differentiated company or a company that's trapped in that sea of sameness, man, they have to be out there hustling and knocking on doors and just tracking down and hunting customers. A distinctive organization has a plan of acquisition, so they're out there, you know, trying to get new customers, but they are so compelling, customers are attracted to do business with them. You know, Apple does a lot in the business world. There's a lot of businesses that have Apple computers in the business, yet Apple practically has a zero-size sales force for the business arena, and the reason is because those of us that like Apple go to work and, instead of using the BlackBerry, we wanted to use our iPhones at work. Instead of using a typical Windows machine, we wanted to use our MacBook Pro at work. Now, Apple is an overused example, but we can find it whether it's Enterprise Rental Car because they bring the car to us in the Pacific Northwest, Les Schwab Tires because they run out to service. There are many, many examples of even small businesses that do something incredibly distinctive to make a difference. And it turns customers into advocates. We're out there, I'm on the phone telling you that you've got to do business at this place because they provide such a compelling experience. If we put as much effort into making our businesses distinctive as we do into tracking down, and see, this is where the price question comes into play as well. People say, well, you know, they're loyal to me because I've got the cheapest price. Well, if they're not loyal to you, they're loyal to the price. It's a critically important aspect of getting out of that cyclical nature of we've got to have the cheapest price to get business, and then we erode our margins, and then we're not a profitable organization, or, you know, a salesperson on the road blames the home office because they won't cut the price instead of becoming a better salesperson. All of this are challenges that we see every single day in businesses everywhere.
Yeah. Now, one of the, like you mentioned earlier, the four cornerstones of distinction, you know, the first one is clarity. And I love this because you say in the book that clarity means being just as exact about who you are not as it does with who you really are. And yet there's this temptation to always say, well, yeah, I do that too. How do you, in terms of creating clarity, how do you most effectively determine who you are not or what things you should say no to?
Well, it comes out of, you know, where are you willing to plant your flag in the ground? This is what you stand for. One of my new favorite television shows is on the Food Network. It's called Restaurant Impossible. And the chef, Robert Urban, goes in to save, you know, these failing restaurants. And it occurred to me that without fail, one of the things he does is take items off the menu. Because so many of these restaurants keep adding items to think, well, hey, if we have some Chinese dishes, then, you know, we'll get some more customers there. And if we have Italian dishes, we'll get some more customers there. And if we do, and at the end of the day, then they appeal to no one because they don't have, you know, customers want clarity about what you are. And so I would begin by taking a look at where you're going to plant your flag in the ground. It doesn't mean that you can't do other things. For example, you know, Papa John says better ingredients, better pizza, but they still deliver at most locations. But when you think of fast and quick delivery, you tend to think of Domino's. So Domino's planted their flag in the ground at delivery, and that's where the point of emphasis is going to be. Papa John's has planted their flag in the ground as having better ingredients and a better pizza. So their flag is in the ground about a better taste. Well, even though these two businesses compete with each other, we as customers have a pretty clear idea of, you know, when we want a higher quality pizza, who we're going to call, or if we're hungry and we need it, you know, in 30 minutes, who we're going to call.
Yeah.
And so that's the key, is letting your customers know where your flag is in the ground and what you stand for. And then just in terms of prioritization, gosh, we just don't have time to get it all done. Well, that's the problem. You're trying to get it all done. Plant your flag in the ground and say, this is who we are and this is what we're clear about. And then spend your time emphasizing your clarity. You know, let's face it, customers and employees too will never become loyal to a generic. I remember seeing at the grocery store these white cans that just said beer on them. And I don't know that anybody was loyal to beer. Now, certain people would pick up a Bud Light, or certain people pick up a six-pack of Coors, or, you know, that kind of thing. But nobody's loyal to a generic. You're loyal to something that's specific. You're loyal to something, whether it's a person that has your loyalty, or whether it's an organization by how they treat you or what they do distinctively that creates loyalty. But you can't differentiate what you can't define. I can't tell you how I'm better or different from my competitor unless I first defined it. But yet many of us just keep doing our job and we assume the customer is going to know. If product is one thing, what else do you sell? Let's make a list of those things that you sell. And every organization will say, oh, we have great customer service and we have great relationships with our customers. We have peace of mind and all of these things. Well, there's two critical points about that. First of all, the things that they say they sell are absolutely identical to what the competitor.
Scott, it's been such a great time with you. And, you know, one last little question I just wanted to make sure that we gave you a chance to speak on is, I love how in this book, you talk about creating distinction, not only as a successful, like, business principle, but also that it applies to a person on an individual level.
Yeah. Real quickly, it's the four cornerstones. It's being clear about what you are. One of the things we, you know, Zig Ziglar used to talk about, the people that are wandering generalities, you know, that they never really focus on anything or achieve anything. So it's being very clear about what you want. Then it's being creative in your approach, finding a way to go at it in a unique and creative manner. And there's a three-step plan in the book about how you actually execute on creativity. The third is communication. And what we find that in today's world, if people want a narrative, it's not that they don't want facts and figures and information. They do, but they want it placed within a compelling narrative. So it's learning how to communicate. It's learning how to tell a story. And then the fourth and final one is a customer experience focus. So whether we're talking about the external customers that an organization serves or the internal customers that you and I serve as we work inside our organization, we not only have to look at how we deliver the aspect of our job, but also how it makes people feel. How are we connecting with them? How are we growing relationships? How are we stimulating people that are our advocates and our supporters? And so if you follow those four as a professional, you're going to stand out. As an organization, you're going to stand out. And I think that's part of what we're looking for in today's world is, what can I do so that I can achieve my potential? What can I do so I can get recognized for my efforts? And if we do those things, I think we're well on the pathway to creating distinction.
I love it. I love it, folks. Clarity, creativity, communication, customer experience focus. Those are the four cornerstones. Scott, thanks for being with us, brother.
Thank you, Stuart.
All right. We'll see you out there.
You bet.
If you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe. And to stay updated on everything that the Action Catalyst is up to, make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Action Catalyst Podcast and on Twitter at Catalyst_Action. And thanks for listening.